This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli media reported on Sunday mediators are making progress toward an agreement for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel's war cabinet met to discuss the proposal late Saturday, but there's no official word on what they decided. Several Israeli media outlets citing unnamed officials say it tactically approved the deal and that Israel would send a delegation to Qatar. Hamas says it has not yet been involved in the latest proposal developed by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, but the reported outline largely matches its earlier demands for the first phase of a truce. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The U.S. and Britain struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen on Saturday, answering a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed rebel group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, including a missile strike this week that set fire to a cargo vessel. U.S. Central Command released footage it said showed U.S. F/A-18 fighter jets launching on Saturday from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier in support of strikes against Houthi targets. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Pope Francis on Sunday called for a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine that would lead to just and lasting peace, as the second anniversary of Russia's invasion was marked a day earlier. Francis said he was also concerned about escalating violence in the east region of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Last week, violent clashes escalated in